Hello everybody, my name's Jeff Sheldon and I'm a doctoral student with the Australian Graduate School of Policing at Charles Sturt University in Australia. My doctorate falls within the arts field and I'm in my fourth year of study. The title of my thesis is When the Full Moon Rises Over the Sunshine State, an 8-year examination of policing the full moon in Queensland, Australia. I live in Queensland, which is a little like America's California. It's a beautiful place with a perfect climate, the Great Barrier Reef, the Whitsunday Islands, and we have people come from all over the world to holiday here. But it's not the sunshine in this state that's piqued my curiosity, quite the opposite. For 30 years now I've been a police officer and I must admit I've seen some interesting sights over the years. There is some research that shows that police officers have the highest level of belief in the lunar hypothesis. That is, the belief that the phases of the moon can and do affect people's behaviour. Or putting it more simplistic in police parlance, the belief that the lunatics come out to play every full moon. I'm looking to see if they really do come out to play by seeing if the police are any busier during a full moon by looking at police calls for service data and whether any such analysis can assist to improve service delivery or resource deployment. There's already a rich tapestry of research in existence which provides a mixed bag of results, but no definitive proof one way or another. There has been studies done to determine if there's any link between the full moon and things as varied as suicide attempts, car crashes, crime, the Dow Jones Index, overdoses, psychiatric conditions, domestic violence, and even the incidence of fights in professional ice hockey matches. What law enforcement research does exist on the subject usually relates to crime figures. No research presently exists analysing the lunar hypothesis from the perspective of an Australian law enforcement calls for service data, and I'm looking to bridge that gap. I think I was just about destined to do this study, having been born on a blue moon myself and having had the occasional near-death experience in police that happened to me during a full moon. My research is still underway and I hope to have it finished by mid-2013 to determine once and for all if that feeling of foreboding I get whenever I do go to work during a full moon is really warranted or not.